大家好嘛？咁我哋一齐打开圣经，我哋睇诗篇145篇。So turn in your Bibles to Psalms 145。今日就系好适合喺主餐崇拜咧，就系睇呢个诗篇。I think it's very appropriate in the Lord's Supper to be looking at this Psalm， 因为我哋喺纪念耶稣的时候是要纪念神的爱。Because as we remember Christ, we also want to remember God's love. 神好爱你。You know, God loves you. 神爱你，甚至将耶稣为你死在十字架。And God loves you so much that he gave his son to die for you on the cross. 这个就是最伟大的。我们看到神的爱就是最值得纪念的。And that's an awesome thing, and it's the greatest thing to remember is the love of God.咁喺呢个诗篇145篇咧，就系清楚睇到神嘅爱。And so here in Psalms 145, we see the love of Christ, the love of God. 呢个有个标题就系写住大卫嘅赞美诗，或者系称颂嘅圣诗但下边应该是大卫嘅赞美诗。And so there's a title to this psalm that's in the psalm actually, and it says that this is the praise of David, David's praise. 咁系唯一嘅诗篇系咁样写嘅。It's the only psalm that says that. 好多嘅诗篇系标明话系大卫嘅诗篇 ，and many of the psalms say that there's psalm from David. 但呢个诗篇系写住系大卫赞美嘅诗。大卫的赞美诗。But this psalm says that it's David's psalm of praise. 所以系一个可能系大卫本身系中意赞美神嘅时候，系用呢个诗篇嚟赞美。And maybe David just really loved using this psalm to praise God when he praised the Lord. 呢个就系大卫所写嘅诗篇嘅，系标明出嚟嘅最后一首。And this is of all the psalms that David wrote, it's the last one that's indicated that David wrote it. 有啲人冇写，边个写？可能都系大卫写，不过系呢个最后一个系写明系大卫写嘅。And maybe some of them that David wrote that doesn't say that he wrote it, maybe they were written by David, but this is the last one that says that David wrote it. 咁但系我哋见到呢，诗篇145到150。全部都是赞美的诗篇。But Psalms 145 to 150 are all Psalms of praise. 那我们今天会看145，跟着下个星期看最后一个就是150。And so today we're going to look at Psalm 145, and then next week we'll look at the last Psalm, Psalm 150. 那完成我们过去年纪的看诗篇的时间。And that will close off the last year in three or four months of looking at the Psalms. 跟住呢，我们会看箴言。And after we're done with the Psalms, we'll be looking at the book of Proverbs. 咁啊，箴言之后，唔系箴言嘅时候呢，我哋完咗诗篇，我哋会停止双语翻译，唔再讲英文。And so when we finish Psalms and we start in the Proverbs, we're going to also stop using English translation. So we'll go back into just Chinese after next week. 咁所以呢个145篇就系睇到神嘅爱，睇到大卫嘅赞美。And so here in Psalm 145, we see God's love and we see the praise of David. 我们一起看第一节至到第七节。So let's look at verses 1 to 7. 我的神，我的王啊，我要尊崇你，我要永永远远颂赞你的名。I will exalt you, my God, my King. I will bless your name forever and ever. 我要天天称颂你，也要永永远远赞美你的名。Every day I will bless you and I will praise your name forever and ever. 耶和华本为大，该受大赞美，其大无法测度。Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. 这对那对颂赞你的作为， 也要传扬你的大能。 One generation shall praise your works to another and declare your mighty acts. 我要默念你威严的尊荣和你奇妙的作为。 I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. 人要传说你可畏之事的能力。我也要传扬你的大德。 Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. 他们纪念你的大恩，就要传出来，并要歌唱你的公义。 They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness.一齐低头祈祷 ，Let's pray。主要我哋感谢你，我哋可以睇到呢个好嘅诗篇教导我哋点样赞美。我哋愿意耶稣你喺当中系俾我哋喺默念你嘅恩典，去纪念你为我哋所作嘅一切嘅大功。愿意我哋喺今日准备我哋嘅心去纪念你，系靠主。当我们亲近你的时候，求主亲近我们，愿意我们能够和你相见，可以更加得到你的医治和释放。我们将以下的时间交托奉耶稣名求， Amen。 我在这里看得到大卫用很好的说话来赞美神。 And so we see that David is using some great expressions to praise the Lord. 他是尊崇神，是天天都是赞美神。 And he's just, they're praising the Lord and worshiping God, and he's doing it every day. 他说要天天颂赞你，直到永永远远。 He says, I'm going to praise you daily until eternity. 你会不会记得日日都要赞美神？ Do you remember that you need to praise God every day? 我们赞美神是因为神本为大，该受大赞美。 And we should worship the Lord because great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. 这个第三节都说他奇大无法测度。 And his greatness is unsearchable, it says in verse 3. 其实呢，神是本为大的，神是应该受大赞美。 And so God is great and he is worthy to be praised. 耶稣是值得赞美， and Jesus is worthy of praise. 我们相信耶稣，我们应该是赞美神。 And as we believe in Jesus, we should be worshiping God. Yes, 耶稣是将我们从罪恶拯救出来， and Jesus took us out of the darkness of sin. 我们是因为耶稣的怜悯恩典，我们可以有新生命。 And because of the greatness, great mercy and love of God, we can have a new life.我不知道你祈祷求神多，但是赞美神多。I don't know, do you pray and ask God for things more, or do you worship God and praise God more? 我觉得我们应该是赞美神多，是如果我们赞美神多一点，我们不用求神那么多东西。I think we should be praising God more. If we praise God more, we don't have to be asking God for all this stuff. 因为我们赞美神，神就自然是给我们。Because as we worship the Lord, you know, God just blesses. 所以我们要学习怎样去赞美，怎样去尊崇神的名。So we need to learn how to praise the Lord and how to uplift God.大卫说天天我都赞美神。 And David said, I praise the Lord daily. 我们赞美神因为他是配得赞美，我们赞美神因为他的作为，因为神是伟大，我们赞美神因为他的慈爱，因为神的应许和神的拯救。 You know, we praise the Lord because he is worthy of praise. We praise the Lord because of his great works. We praise the Lord because of he is great. We praise the Lord because of his love. We praise the Lord because of his great promises. And we praise the Lord because of his salvation that he's given freely to us. 我们是有很多原因赞美神。 There are so many reasons that we should be praising God. 大卫第三节他说神呢是伟大，本为大，受大赞美， 奇大无法测度。You know, David said in verse 3, the great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. 你可以察觉到神的伟大吗? Can you understand the greatness of God? 其实我们没有办法。You know, in reality, we can't understand God. 神是很伟大，我们是很卑微。God is so great, we are so little. 我们有限的思维是没有办法真的想通神的事。And with our limited minds, we can't actually think of all the greatness of God. 我们人很有限，我们局限是我们的经验，我们的经历。And our limitations, you know, are often limited to our experience and what we have been through. 我们会局限在我们的五官可以领受的资讯。And we're limited to the information we receive from our five senses. 我们的看到的东西视觉，我们听到的东西听觉，我们摸到的触觉，我们是吃到的味觉，或者我们闻到的闻觉。You know, what we can see or hear or feel or touch or taste or smell, that's what we're limited to. 我们很局限是我们的逻辑思维能够想通的事情。如果我们逻辑不可以理解，我们觉得不存在。And we're limited to what our logical thinking is capable of understanding. If we can't understand it with our own logical thinking, we don't think it's real. 例如，你想到神是没开始，没结束。For example, just think, God is without beginning and without end. 神永远不会停止。God will never stop. 我们有限的思想很难理解。And from our limited perspective, that's hard to comprehend. 我们想到我们的神是三位一体的神。有圣父、圣子、圣灵。And just think, our God is the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. 我们有限的思想怎会想到一个的是三个，但是一个但是有三个，但是三个不是分开，全部是同一的。And in our limited thinking, how can we comprehend that there are three beings in one, but it's only one, it's not three, it's just, but the one has three, and it, 你明白吗? Do you understand?有时我们是 用尽办法想了解，完全了解不到的。And sometimes we try with all we can to explain it and understand it, but we still don't understand it completely. 我觉得最难明的就是神爱我们，甚至将他独生儿子耶稣赐给我们为我们死。I think something that's really hard to understand is why does God love us so much that he sent Jesus Christ, his only son, to die for us?这个爱是太伟大的。That love to me is too great. 神这份的爱 是很难是明白。更加难明白是当我软弱，当我做错，当我失败的时候，神仍然爱我。Another thing that's hard to understand is when I'm weak, when I fail, when I fall down, God still loves me.有时是从我们人的角度，我们觉得没理由，没可能。And from man's perspective, we said, that's impossible, it doesn't make sense. 神是太伟大，无法察觉到。And God is so great, his greatness is unsearchable. 我们的思想有限，神是伟大。You know, our minds are limited and God is so great.你明白神创造宇宙吗? Do you understand that God created the universe? 神创造这个宇宙，即是说神创造物理，创造化学，创造时间，创造生命。 And in creating the universe, that means that God created physics, he created chemistry, he created time, and he created life. 神创造物理学，神创造化学同埋时间空间，即是话神冇受到物理、化学、时间、空间嘅限制。And as God created physics, chemistry, time, and space, that means that He is not limited to physics, chemistry, time, or space. 神就系呢个 物质、空间、时间的宇宙以外。 And God is outside of this time, matter, space continuum, this universe. 我很难掌握到明白这个事实。 And it's hard for me to comprehend and actually grasp this truth.那爱因斯坦就是伟大的思想家哈，物理学家。You know, Einstein, the great thinker, the great physicist. 他最出名的相对论，可能大家都知道。You know, in his theory of relativity, I'm sure you've all heard of it. 是相对论，讲明是论，是一个理论。And as a theory of relativity, that's what it is, a theory, 仲未证实。And it's a theory, it hasn't been proven. 但是相对论呢，就是宇宙物理学家就是用相对论来想到很多宇宙的奥秘的想研究形式，好像黑洞这样。You know, and from the theory of relativity, the astrophysicists, they try to figure out all the workings of inner space, you know, and how all the mysteries go together, and you know, things like black holes and all that.
但是对他都是一个谜的，一个很多未找到答案的。
But to the astrophysicists, it's still a mystery and many answers unsolved.
但是神创造，对神是一个，他创造出来，他设计的，他知道晒。
But to God, he created it, he put it together, he understands it, he's the designer of it.
我们有限的思想，我们很难明白神的伟大。
And from our limited thinking, it's hard for us to understand the greatness of God.
有些人觉得自己比神聪明。
There are some people that think they're greater and smarter than God.
他就经常说，如果我是神，我就会这样做。
And they often come and say, if I was God, I would do it this way.
即係好似你自己比神聰明，你自己更加明白。
It's like, you know, I'm wiser than God, I'm smarter than God.
嗱，如果你真係咁聰明，我想問你一個問題。
If you're really all that smart and wise, I want to ask you a question.
你明唔明可唔可以解釋 DNA 基因嘅密碼喺邊度嚟？
Can you explain to me where the genetic code came from?
现在现代科学家都是这个基因密码是觉得是 最复杂最深奥的，每一个细胞都有这个基因密码的， 是编写到整你的生命的每一样东西在那个密码当中。
And even now physicists, physiologists, you know, scientists, they study the DNA code and you know, every cell of your being, every cell of human in lifeHas a code for that life.
这个密码在哪里来？为什么会有？
And where did this code come from? Who designed it? Why is it there?
很多科学家现在因为研究基因密码，发现到一定有个生命的设计师。
And now many scientists are coming to the conclusion because of the genetic code that there must be a designer for life.
这个生命的设计师就是我们的神。
And that designer of life is our God.
他是伟大，我们有限的思想没办法了解。
And he's so great and awesome that our limited minds can't really comprehend it.
你看第七节， look at verse 7. 他们纪念你的大恩就要传出来，并要歌唱你的公义。
They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness.
那大卫在这纪念神的大恩。
And David is there thinking of the great things that God has done.
我想对大卫呢，他自己的经历呢，很多经历神的帮助很多。
I think David, you know, he experienced it, the greatness of God many times.
他可能是想到神怎样帮过他，
maybe he's thinking of the goodness that God has done for him.
可能他想到他的先人，譬如摩西带以色列人出埃及，过红海，是旷野这样。 And maybe he's thinking of his ancestors, Moses, bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt through the Red Sea into the wilderness. And maybe he's thinking of Joshua as he's going and conquering the promised land. And God, in the Old Testament, there's so many great things that God did of his mercies and grace.
对我们来说，当我们思想神的大恩，你觉得神最大的恩是什么？
But for us, when you think of God's grace, his greatness and goodness, what is the thing that you should think of the most?
我想都是耶稣钉十字架。
I think it's Jesus dying on the cross.
是耶稣为我们死，耶稣为我们赎罪，这个是最大 的恩典。
And that's the greatest goodness that God could have done, is to have Jesus die on the cross for us, to substitute in our place, to take our sins, and to give sacrifice for our sins.
我们是要纪念神的大恩。
We need to utter the memory of God's great goodness.
这个大恩就是我们不配。
And you know, we're not worthy of this.
当我们想到耶稣为我们死在十字架上，神自己亲自来解决人的问题。
When I think of Jesus on the cross, I think of God himself coming to solve man's problem. So God's solving our problem for us.
这个就是恩典。
And that is grace.
恩就是恩惠，恩典，恩赐都是恩典。
You know, and so, you know, grace is grace.
是一个免费的礼物，是一个你不配接受的礼物。
And grace is a free gift. It's a gift that you don't deserve.
神最大的恩就是给我们这个永生。
You know, this grace that God gives us, the greatness, he gives us eternal life.
耶稣是神给我们的大恩。
And so Jesus is the great goodness that God has given to us.
我们要纪念耶稣为我们死。
And we need to remember that Jesus died for us.
我们要纪念神的爱。
We need to remember God's love.
我们要纪念，这个是一个免费的礼物。
And we need to remember this is a free gift.
大卫说要天天纪念神的恩。
And David said, I need to remember daily your greatness.Your grace.
那你天天都要，你知道你呼吸是恩典，你心跳是恩典，有耶稣与你同在都是恩典。
Do you know that your being able to breathe is a grace, is a gift from God? Your heart beating is a gift from God? Having Jesus with you is a gift from God?
我们要记得神的恩，我们要赞美歌颂神的。
And we need to remember that this is all grace from God, and we need to worship him and praise him in song.
Look at verse 8. 耶和华有恩惠，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy.
我好喜欢这节经文。
I just love this verse.
我要再读一次。
I need to say it again, read it again.
耶和华有恩惠，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy.
我每一句说话，每一节都是很丰富的。
Each phrase in this sentence is so full of power and awesomeness.
当我思想耶稣为我死在十字架上，我们应该思想神的恩惠。
And as we think of Jesus dying on the cross for us, we should be thinking of God's graciousness.
神有怜悯和慈爱。
We should be thinking of his compassion and his mercy.
因为现在已经刚刚讲了，恩呢就是免费的礼物，是你不配，不应该拥有，但神给你。
You know, I just explained that grace is a free gift.
You don't deserve it. You're unworthy of it. God gives it to you, and you shouldn't have it.
但呢个讲怜悯 ，but here talks about mercy. 怜悯同埋恩系相反 ，but mercy and grace are opposites. 怜悯
系因为你做错事，你应该被惩罚，但系神不惩罚你，不将你应得嘅惩罚俾你，反而佢放你一马。
Mercy means that you deserve punishment. You've done wrong. You're guilty. And yet, when God has mercy on you, that means that He doesn't give you the punishment that you deserve. He lets you off the hook. He doesn't administer the punishment.
恩典恩就是将你不配得到的礼物赐给你，怜悯是不将应得的惩罚给你，不给你，不将应得的惩罚给你。
And so grace is God gives you a gift that you do not deserve. Mercy is God does not give you the punishment that you deserve.
Okay? 有恩典有怜悯都是反映出神的慈爱。
And having grace and mercy show us God's love.
因为神的慈爱我们可以得到怜悯。因为神的慈爱，我们享受祂的恩。
And because of God's great compassion, we can receive His grace, and we can enjoy His mercy.
在神的慈爱，神不轻易发怒。
And in God's great compassion, He is slow to anger.
我们人呢，就是不是不轻易发怒？
For us humans, are we slow to anger?
我们是很容易发脾气，很容易发怒，是不是？
We are, it's easy for us to be angry. It's easy for us to lose our temper.
感谢主神不同我们的。
Praise God that He is not like us.
神是不轻易发怒。
God is slow to anger.
过不多前书十三章讲，爱是什么什么什么，都有一个不轻易发怒的，是不是？
And in Corinthians 13, where it says love is patient, love is kind, and one of them is love is not easily angered.
呢个系神嘅特性。
That is just a trait of God.
神系不轻易发怒嘅。神系如果睇到你犯罪一次，就系即刻毁灭你，就呢个系轻易发怒。
You know, if God sees you commit a sin and you know then wipes you out because of one sin, that's easily angered.
但系神系俾我哋一次机会、两次机会、三次机会、四次机会，神系不停俾机会我哋悔改。
But God gives us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to repent and to ask forgiveness.And to change.
神是不轻易发怒，不等于神不会发怒。
Now, slow to anger doesn't mean that he will not get angry.
有一天你审判来到的时候，神会审判。
And one day when the judgment comes, God will judge.
感谢主，我们未到那一天，我们还有机会可以悔改。
And praise God, we're not to that day yet. We still have an opportunity to repent.
我觉得这个是一个很丰富的经文。神不轻易发怒，但是我很容易发脾气。
God is not easy, God is slow to anger, but I'm easily angered.
有眼瞓的时候可能会发脾气，被人闹的时候发脾气，可能是有些即是猛疹的事情发生就会发脾气。
You know, maybe when I'm tired, I get angry. Maybe when I'm being yelled at by somebody else, I get angry. Maybe when things just aren't going right and I get frustrated, I get angry.
Nehemiah, how about you? Are you like me? 感谢主神是不轻易发怒。
Praise God that God is not easily angered.
我们看第九节到十三节。
Look at verse 9 to verse 13.
耶和华善待万民。
他的慈爱伏庇他一切所做的。 The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. 耶和华，你一切所做的都要称谢你，你的圣民也要称颂你。All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. 传说你国的荣耀，谈论你的大能。 They shall speak of your glory, of the glory of your kingdom, and talk of your power. 好叫世人知道你大能的作为，并你国度威严的荣耀。 To make known to the sons of man his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his coming. 你的国是永远的国，你执掌的权柄传到万代。 Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. 那这个第九节讲神怎样善待人，有慈悲。 And in verse 9 it says, tells us how God is good to all, and he has tender mercies. 神是善待人，有慈悲。 So God is good and has tender mercies. 神是会复慈悲复庇一切所做的。 And God's tender mercies are over all his works. 真的看到神是怜悯全世界的。 And you see how God has mercy on the whole world. 神是愿意to 关心全世界。 And God is willing to be concerned for the whole world. 神不是关心相信祂的，神是关心不相信祂那些。 You know, God is not only concerned for those that believe him, he's also concerned for those that don't believe him. 那个话神是善待万民的。 Here says that God has good to all. 那个所有人。 And that's all man.你知道就算那些不信神的地方，一样有阳光普照，一样有雨水，一样有蔬菜食。 You know, even those nations that don't believe in God, God still lets the sun shine on them. God still gives them rain. God still gives them vegetables and fruits to eat. 神是善待万民。 And God is good to all. 神是愿意祂的慈悲复庇祂所做的。And God wants his tender mercies over all his works. 我看到这个反映出神那种心。 I think that just shows us the heart of God. 问你耶稣为什么人死？ Let me ask you, who did Jesus die for? 耶稣不单只为相信祂的人死，耶稣是为所有人死。You know, Jesus didn't only die for those that believe him, Jesus died for all man.耶稣是为世人而死。 Jesus died for the world, for all of us. 睇到神的爱是俾全世界。 And God's love is to be given to the whole world. 无论你是谁，无论你曾经经历过什么，如果你肯向神呼求，靠耶稣宽恕赦免，神的慈悲都会复庇你。 No matter who you are, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done, if you are willing to call out to Jesus and ask for forgiveness, God's tender mercies will come out to you. 星期四晚我们看着罗马书，是早几个星期我们看到这个伟大的真理。 AndOn Thursday night, we're studying the book of Romans, and just a few weeks ago, we were actually looking at this great truth. 在第五章里面，我想读十八节和十九节。And in Romans chapter 5, verse 18-19, it just brings out this truth so clearly. 罗马书第五章十八节。In Romans chapter 5, verse 18, 如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪。照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。 Therefore, as through one man's offense came, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation,
Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life.
因一人嘅叛逆，唔系啊叛逆，众人成为罪人，照样因一人嘅顺从。众人也成为义了。
For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous.
我唔可以重复星期四晚我哋嘅查经，不过一人嘅叛逆，一人嘅罪就系亚当。
I can't go through all that we did on Thursday night, but the one man's offense, the one man's rebellion, that was Adam's sin.
亚当是代表我们所有人犯罪，当亚当犯罪，我们全部人都变成罪人。
Adam was our federal head. He sinned on our behalf. When he sinned, we all ended up sinning in him.
耶稣又是我们另一个代表。
Jesus is our second representative, our second federal head.
耶稣为我们死，为我们赎罪，为我们有义行，我们众人可以得救，可以得宽恕。
And Jesus, as acting as our federal head, through his one act of righteousness, dying on the cross to cleanse our sins, all man can be justified.
所以耶稣是为众人死，众人代表所有的人。
And so Jesus died for all men, and all men means just everybody.
我们可以说一切的众人所有的都是全世界的。
You know, you say all men, you know, everybody, it all means the whole world, right?
你看约翰福音三章十六节很清楚，
even in John chapter 3 verse 16, it's so clear.
神爱中国人，甚至将他的独生子赐给印度人，叫一切的非洲人信他不至灭亡，反得永生。
At least that's what my Bible says. For God so loved the Chinese that he gave his only begotten son, that any Indians that believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
是不是这样？我读对不对？
Did I read it right?
对不对？不对，是不是中国人吗？哦，是神爱西人。
So it's God loves Western people, right?
是不是？不是西人啊？西人。
神爱世界的人，所有的人。God loves the world. He loves everybody.
一切相信。
For any who believe, whoever believes,
不至灭亡，永得反得永生。
So whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
神爱所有人，爱万人。 God loves everybody. He loves the world. 无论你什么国籍，什么背景，
No matter what nationality, no matter what background,
神爱你。 God loves you.
罗马书我们发现到有一个的中心是第一章十六节。 As we're going through Romans, we found there's a key verse to the book of Romans. It's in chapter 1, verse 16.
罗马书第一章十六节，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and for the Greek.
这个说要救一切相信的。
And here it says for everyone who believes.
神这个的福音是被一切愿意相信的。
And so God's grace is for anyone who's willing to receive it.
感谢主。我们跳到诗篇145篇14节。
Let's go on to verse 14 of Psalm 145.
凡跌倒的，耶和华将他扶持；凡被压下的，将他扶起。
The Lord upholds all who fall, and rises up all who are bowed down. 我好喜欢呢个经文，凡跌倒嘅 ，all who fall。我谂到呢个用凡之前用众或者一齐所有啊，都系一样嘅意思系咪 ？Here it says all who fall. Before it says to the whole world, any who believe, whosoever. It all means everybody, right?这个经文很得意，他说凡跌倒的，你有没有跌过？ says all who fall, have you ever fallen? 他这句说话呢，就不是如果你跌倒的， this is not saying if you fall, 假设你跌倒， hypothetically if you fell,这句说话就是好像肯定是犯跌倒的。It's more, you know, like a fact that everyone that does fall. 但是我觉得都是所有人是跌倒的。But I think it's we all fall. 我们人人都会跌倒，我们人人都是会面对这个困难。We all fall, we all face this problem. 当你跌倒的时候，你怎么算？ When you fall, what are you going to do?有神扶持你 You have God to hold you up. 你有被压下，有神扶起你。 And when you are bowed down, then God raises you up. 这个很大的应许，很大的恩典。 That's a great grace, a great promise. 那我们会跌倒的，我都有跌倒。 We will fall, I fall.有没有人 没试过跌倒 Has anybody never fallen? 有没有人没跌过 Nobody's willing to raise their hand. 那我们个个都会跌。你有没有见到 BB 仔跌啊？想学就跌亲啊。Have you ever seen a baby when they're trying to walk and they fall down? 有没有见过？行一步，跟住砰。You know, they take one step and they try to take another and they fall over. And then they pack out. Oh, yeah. And then everyone starts clapping. Awesome. Could he don't pack out? He falls down and you clap. Because they pack out, because they tell him to walk, they go like he's going to continue walking, right? You're not clapping because he fell, you're clapping because he tried to walk. But also, you have come to Ching Fong.他一跌的时候，你咪抱过去，跑过去抱起他啊。When he falls, you run over immediately and try and pick him up. 可能会，但亦都会睇到有啲父母咧，佢跌倒即系拍手，跟住睇到个 B B 小朋友揾办法想爬翻起身，系咪？睇佢有冇办法自己起翻身。But you know, the other parents, they might be watching and see, can he raise himself up? Can he pick himself up? Can he stand back up? 有时我们跌倒，神都是这样。Sometimes when we fall, that's what God does. 神不是说即刻第一时间去抱起你，他在你身边看着你，为你打气，看你有没有办法起翻身。And God will be standing there looking to see,Can you get back up? 当你用尽办法，你真系唔掂嘅时候，神会点做 ？And when you've tried all you can and you can't get back up, what does God do? 神就扶持你，神就抱起你，神就拉起你。And when you've gone through all that you can and you can't get back up, that's when God comes and He lifts you up, He holds you up, He pulls you up.神是想我们学习成长 God wants us to learn how to grow 神是想帮助我们成长 God wants us to grow 所以凡跌倒他扶持凡压下他扶起 And so all, the Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down 我想我们跌倒的有时是因为软弱犯罪 I think sometimes we fall because we're weak and we fall into sin
有时受唔到引诱。
Sometimes we can't face the temptation, we give in to temptation.
有时我哋系跌倒，因为有心冇力。
Sometimes we fall because we have a heart, but we just don't have the strength.
有时我哋跌倒，有好多唔同嘅原因。
And sometimes we fall out of many other reasons.
但是当你跌倒，这个不是问题，个问题就是你愿不愿意起翻身。
But falling is not the problem. The problem is, the real question is, are you willing to get back up when you fall?
当你跌倒，你愿意起翻身，神会扶持你。
And when you fall and you want to get back up, God's going to be there to hold you up.
你跌倒，你系冇办法自己起身，神就会抱起你。
And when you try to get back up and you can't do it, God will pick you up.
好多时我哋跌倒，我哋觉得哎死得啊！神以后唔爱我，神唔要我。
And so often we fall and we get down and we think, oh no, this is terrible. God doesn't love me anymore. God's not going to help me anymore.
但呢度话你凡跌倒的，神就会扶起你。
But here it says, whenever you fall, God is there to pick you up.
罗马书都讲啊。你睇第五章第八啊第六节同埋第八节
，it tells us that in Romans we're studying Romans, so I'm sorry, I keep going back to Romans. Romans chapter 5 verse 6 and 8.
罗马书第五章第六节，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
我哋软弱嘅时候，耶稣为我哋死。
When we're weak without strength, Christ died for us.
我哋第八节，唯有基督在我们还作罪的时候，罪人的时候，为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrated His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我哋软弱，当我哋罪人嘅时候，耶稣为我哋死。耶稣为我哋死，系神要扶起我哋。
And while we were weak, while we were sinners, Christ died for us, and that's God picking us up.
神系为我哋罪死，为我哋宽恕我哋，为要赦免我哋，为俾我哋一个新嘅生命。
Christ died for us to forgive our sins, to cleanse our sins, to give us a new life.
要俾我哋力量可以起翻身
，and to give us the strength to stand up again.
神嘅爱就系咁样显现
，and that's how God's love is expressed to us.
我觉得。诗篇一百四十五篇十四节好得意，因为有讲到凡跌倒，跟住凡被压下嘅。
I think in verse 14 of Psalms 145, it's interesting because it says, "Those who all who fall," and then it says, "All who are bowed down."
嗱，你跌倒可能系你自己跌倒嘅，但你压下呢，可能系别人。影响到你系压住喎。
Falling down, you might do that on your own. But to be bowed down, maybe you're forced to be bowed down.
系咪有啲事情压住你，影响到你系冇办法起身
？Are there some things that are pressuring on you, causing you that you can't get back up?
系咪一啲嘅你冇办法掌握到嘅一啲嘅环境嘅
？Is it some things that you have no control over your circumstance？
系咪有啲嘅系你身边嘅其他人嘅系压住你，影响紧你
？Is it people around you that are pressuring you？
无论系你自己跌或者你被压下，神会点样
？And regardless if it's you falling on your own or somebody causing you to fall, keeping you down, what's God going to do？
神会扶持，神会扶起。God's going to pick you up. He's going to raise you up. He's going to hold you up. 呢个一个应许，感谢主。What an awesome thing to praise God for. 我哋继续睇十五节到十七节，诗篇一百四十五。万民都举目仰望你。你随时给他们食物。
The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season.
你掌手使有生气的都随愿饱足。 You opened your hand and satisfied the desire of every living thing.
耶和华在他一切所行的无不公义，在他一切所做的都有慈爱的。
The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works.
这里说明万民要仰望神。
And here it says in verse 15 that the eyes of all look expectantly to you.
万民在全世界所有的人仰望跟神。
That's saying that the whole world is looking expectantly to God.
犹太人可能觉得这个是指末世耶稣，即是弥赛亚在世界上建立他国家的时候。
Maybe to the Jews, this was thinking of the end times when the Messiah establishes his kingdom here on earth, and the whole world's looking to him.
但我觉得现在，因为耶稣为我们死在十字架，全世界各地都有人信耶稣。今日是星期日主日，全世界都有人是仰望着耶稣。
But I think maybe it can apply to us as Jesus died for the world, and all over the world today people are worshiping God. Today is Sunday, and all over the world churches are packed full of people praising and looking to God.
因为耶稣，我们万民举目仰望神。
And because of Jesus, the eyes of all look expectantly to him.
你有没有仰望神供应你所需要的？
Do you look to God to give you all that you need?
你有没有仰望神是滋润你的疲乏生命？
Do you look to God to replenish your worried soul?
你有没有仰望神是供应你生活所需要的？
Do you look to God to supply all the needs of your family and your life?
你有没有仰望神给你满足？
And you look to God to give you satisfaction.
这里第十六节说有神供应我们就饱足。
Here in verse 16 it says as God supplies, he satisfies the desire of every living thing.
有神供应我们的，祂公义的给我们祂的慈爱，我们饱足的。
And as God supplies everything we need, he gives us satisfaction.
你生命今日有没有满足感？
Are you satisfied today in your life?
在世界里面是没有满足感。
You know, in the world there's no satisfaction.
世界的追求的东西是短暂的满足。
And in the world the things that we chase after, it's only a temporary satisfaction.
世界那些钱、地位、身份、名誉，好快过去，短暂的。
You know, the things of the world, riches, fame, glory, prestige, position, it all fades, it all passes.
你可以追追追追追，得到一刹那的满足，满足了一阵间，又是空虚，又要追追下一个目标，得到又要开心一阵，又是要停，又要再追一个，又要再追一个，又要再追一个，不停追一个的目标，一得到的时候，一刹那的满足，跟着过去又空虚。
You know, you can be chasing after your goals and after your dreams, and you get the, and you're satisfied for just a temporary moment. And then afterward, emptiness comes back in, and you chase after another dream, another goal, and you get it, you get temporary satisfaction, but after a while it goes away, and you're down again, and you got to go chasing after another dream.
不停追世界的嘢是好攰的。
Chasing after the things of the world is exhausting.
但是你有耶稣给你是一个永恒的满足，知足常乐。健强监知足大利。
You know, to have contentment, godliness with contentment is great gain.
耶稣领到我们满足。
Jesus gives us true contentment.
因为耶稣填满我们心里面的空虚。
Because Jesus fills that emptiness in our heart.
其他嘢冇办法填满呢个空虚。
Nothing else could fill that emptiness. 钱是不会填满，地位身份不会填满。
Money doesn't fill in that emptiness. Position and power doesn't fill that emptiness.
唯有耶稣的爱可以填满我们心里面的空虚。Only the love of Christ can fill that emptiness. 第十八节 ，Look at verse 18. 凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他，耶和华便与他们相近。
The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth.
我看到这个经文觉得很熟悉，因为觉得又是像罗马书一个经文。
I look at this verse and I say this is so familiar because it reminds me of a verse in Romans.
罗马书第十章十三节，
Romans chapter 10 verse 13，
凡靠告主名的就必得救，
For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
虽然诗篇没有说必得救，但十九节讲到必得救。
Although verse 18 in Psalms doesn't say shall be saved, verse 19 does.
但是你看到十八节讲到你求告主，耶和华必与你相近。
But in verse 18 of Psalms it says the Lord is near to all who call upon him.
与神与你相近，我们因为犯罪，我们与神分开的隔绝。
If God is near to you, just think about it. Because of sin, we're separated from God.
我们的罪使到我们同神隔绝。如果我们与神相近，即是说我们的罪解决了。
And if God is near to those that call upon Him, that means their sins have been taken care of.
我们与神相近，即是说我们得宽恕。
And to have God near, that means that you've been forgiven.
有神相近，即是说你得救。
And they haveGod near, that means you've been forgiven, you're saved.
所以罗马书保罗就将它变成十八十九节合埋一齐，凡求告主名的就必得救。
So Paul put verse 18 and 19 together and he condensed it and he said, For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
是吗？凡求告神的，你有没有求告过神？有没有求过神？
Whoever calls on the name of the Lord, have you called on him?
这个绝对的应许， this is an awesome promise. It's positive. It's true. 你求神，你就必得救。
You call out to the Lord, you will be saved.
这里十八节说明要诚心求告。
But in verse 18, it tells us that you have to do it in truth, sincerity.
你唔好求其求神，唔好随便求神。
Don't just do it, you know, carelessly or okay, I'm going to call out on the Lord.
你唔好做一个嘅宗教嘅仪式嘅，即系好似一个嘅规范啊，即系一个嘅循例式嘅求告。
And don't just do it as a ceremonial thing or something you do out of rote or you know.
你要从心里边真心求神。
You need to call out from the Lord from your heart, sincerely from your heart.
求神，承认我是一个罪人，我需要神的宽恕，我需要神的同在，我是软弱，我是跌倒，我需要神扶起我。
Call out to the Lord, tell him, I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. I've fallen. I need you to pick me up.
Sincerely call out to the Lord. Say, 主啊，我冇满足感，我需要你使我满足。Call out to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm not satisfied. I need you to satisfy me. 十九节到廿一节 ，verse 19 to 21。敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，请求拯救他们。
He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will hear their cry and save them.
为耶和华保护一切爱他的人，却要灭住一切的恶人。
The Lord preserves all who love him, but the wicked he will destroy.
我的口要说出赞美耶和华的话，为愿凡有血气的都永永远远称颂他的名，圣名。
My mouth shall speak the praises of the Lord, and all flesh shall be blessed, shall bless His holy name forever and ever.
感謝主，十九節都係講明我哋靠神就必得拯救。
You know, verse 19 tells us that as we call out to the Lord, we will be saved.
凡靠告主名的就必得救。
For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
我相信耶稣是我们的救主，为我们死十字架。
I believe that Jesus is our Savior. He died for us on the cross.
他为我们牺牲，凡愿意谦卑接受耶稣的救恩，耶稣就拯救。
And everyone who's willing to humble himself and receive the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, God will forgive.
不是因为你做善事多，不是因为你按照很多的规矩，不是因为你有很复杂的操练，只是因为你愿意相信接受。
And it's not because you have done so many rituals, it's not because you've done so many great good deeds andgain so many merit points and brownie points. It's not because you've gone through some complex series of training to get you to a certain level.
It's only because you believe and receive the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. 感謝主大衛寫出這個這麼好的詩篇，讚美神。但這個詩篇由頭到尾讓我想到耶穌在十字架上。
I praise God for David writing such an awesome psalm of worship and praise, but for the whole psalm from the top to the bottom tells me about Jesus on the cross.
今天我们准备麦饼纪念主，
and today as we prepare our hearts to take communion,
我们思想耶稣这个伟大的爱，
and as we think of God's great love,
耶稣是神的儿子来到世界为我们死。
Jesus, the Son of God, came to this earth to die for us.
祂的背脊有鞭伤，祂的头有荆棘，祂的手和脚被钉在十字架上。
His back was whipped. His head had the crown of thorns. His hands and feet were nailed to the cross.
耶稣基督在自己身上担当你的罪，代替你而死。
And on the cross, Jesus took your sins upon him, and he was your substitute. He took your punishment in your place.
当我们吃这个饼，我们纪念耶稣的身体。当我们饮这个杯，我们纪念耶稣的血。
And as we take this bread, we remember the body of Christ. As we take the cup, we remember the blood of Christ.
是让我们记得神的爱。
And it's to make us remember the love of God.
我们要纪念神的大恩。
And we need to remember the great goodness, the grace of God.
如果你是信耶稣，我们欢迎你一起吃这个饼，喝这个杯。
If you are a believer today, we welcome you to take part in communion.
如果你未信耶稣，你可以即刻祈祷，求耶稣宽恕你。
If you are not a believer today, you can call out to Jesus right now, and He will forgive you. He will save you.
如果你唔求耶稣宽恕你，请你唔好食呢个饼，唔好饮呢个杯。
If you haven't called out to Jesus, please don't take this bread and this cup.
我哋唱一首诗歌，等到大家一齐有，我哋先一齐食。
As we sing this last psalm, wait until we all have.The bread and the cup, and then we'll partake together. 手揸住呢个饼呢个杯，我哋真系要默念你嘅爱。我哋系不配，但系我哋感恩，多谢你嘅慈爱，多谢你嘅恩典，多谢你嘅牺牲。呢个饼代表你嘅身体，呢个杯代表你嘅血。最后当我哋食嘅时候，我哋再一次。求你宽恕我们的罪，求你再一次用你的爱充满我们的心，求主再一次给我们新的生命，有这个力量可以好像你复活的大能一样，是能够面对世界宣扬你的大恩，传扬你的大爱。主，我们多谢你，我们现在今天软弱的跌倒的，求主再次扶翻起我哋嘅，我哋仰望你，我哋唔仰望其他，我哋只系仰望主耶稣。我哋多谢你，求你祝福呢个饼呢个杯，奉耶稣名求，一齐食主嘅饼，饮主嘅杯。
我们一起起身，这样唱。